The low unemployment rate, below 5%, is causing some headaches for retailers looking for seasonal workers. According to the job search site Indeed.com, retailers started looking for the temporary holiday workers back in August, a month earlier than they usually do. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal joins us now from New York. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Robin.
So the National Retail Federation predicts that retailers will hire as many as 690,000 seasonal workers this year. That's the same as last year, just about the same as last year. But what is the problem?
Well, but they're needing to hire them earlier, and that's in anticipation of greater competition for the available workers out there, and they're fewer of them. And that's, as you mentioned before, due to unemployment holding at around 5% for the past year. And in retailers, they're also facing hiring competition from logistics firms, distribution centers, all this e-commerce that continues to grow.
Mm-hmm. So there's a smaller pool to choose from. But is this, you know, kind of a good thing in a way?
Well, if you're a worker, it certainly is. It means that, hey, you're being courted. There are more benefits being offered to you. And, you know, the wages are also going up. For example, someone who makes around $14 an hour in a full-time job, you know, that's in the lower quarter of earners. They're experiencing an increase of 4%. That's in the third quarter compared to last year. And, I mean, their wages are growing all across the board. Median workers, it's about 3%.
Yeah. Well, what kind of jobs are there? Who's taking them?
Who's taking them? Well, I mean, the jobs are a lot of the things that you would expect to be required during the holiday season. More people behind the counters. You need more people who are especially packing up and shipping stuff off. I've been into a lot of these distribution centers, and I mean, they see a massive increase during the months right before Christmas. You know, one example would be Honey Baked Ham Company. They're planning to hire 12,000 seasonal workers, and you know, they're actually going to, as an incentive to try to get people to take the job, they're bringing back an old practice of offering these seasonal workers two hams. They get one for Thanksgiving and one for Christmas if they complete all of their pre-holiday shifts.
Woohoo. So there's that. We mentioned that the hiring will be ultimately about the same, but some stores are hiring more. JCPenney is adding 20% more seasonal staff this year than last, and that's to the stores. Amazon is hiring 20% more seasonal workers to its warehouses. So within that, you know, framework, some companies are hiring much more than they did last year.
Absolutely, absolutely. And again, as you just pointed out, there's a lot of those jobs are in the e-commerce sector where there's you need all hands on deck this time of year.
Yeah.
Also seeing newer companies. One example is BevMo, a California wine cellar. They're needing more workers, and so they're offering more wine and beer tasting, large employee discounts than they did in the past. And so there are a lot of smaller companies out there that are doing more enterprising kind of startup type work where they have e-distribution platforms or e-commerce platforms, and so they need people to help get their goods out.
Well, play your cards right. You could get ham and a glass of wine along with your seasonal job. Jason Bellini, The Wall Street Journal. Thanks so much.
You bet.